Nicola Kelly.
With Brightwater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun. With style, with pleasure, with you.
We're now moving local. We're going up to the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, where Social Democrats councillor Nuala Killeen joins me on the line. Good morning, Nuala. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, Helen. Good morning to your listeners.
We are looking at those motions and questions raised at the latest MD meeting. Your first one, Nuala, to the council was in relation to providing clarification on the range of cost rental schemes available in Leixlip and Selbridge. What was the reason for bringing this to the council in last month's MD meeting?
Yes, thank you very much for raising this issue with me. I had been interested in the cost rental as a housing solution for people in relation to the fact that the rents are set at 25% below market rate. Now, I had been interested, say, a few years ago, there's an estate in Leixlip Barnhall and there was 56 two- and three-bedroom units there. I believe it's a sustainable solution for people in the current housing market because it gives people a long-term lease and security while they're working and might not be eligible for social housing support. The cost rental is kind of the next step above. So at that time, the rents for two beds were 900 per calendar month and three beds were 1200 euro per calendar month, which is sustainable if you're working. And the salary in Kildare is going to be 59,000 after tax. So it is going to be less than 30% of a person's income. And as we know, the rental market is, you know, very constrained at the moment. Mm. So there was new vacancies that were advertised in another new estate. And for a one, and this is only 2 years later, and for a one-bedroom apartment, it was 1,357 euro per month. And a two-bedroom was 1,585 per calendar month. And that's still at a salary of 59,000 after tax. So I just thought, well, there's a significant step up there, even in the current market. I felt that the council would have had a role in maybe rent setting, but they don't. So I just wanted to clarify where the role of setting the rent is, because I think ultimately, initially, the cost rental system ought to have covered the cost of building the properties and providing long-term stable renting for people, and not really just mirroring the market, which, as we know, is a bit of an aberration at the moment. So that's really where that came from. Yeah. And where I was trying to go with it. But it's a significant jump, you know, for a two-bed from 900 to 1,500 in a couple of years. And it just was a bit of a stark kind of awakening for me as to, like, wow, even in the cost rental, which is supposed to purport it as a solution, and I do believe it is a sustainable way, but not really at those higher prices if the cost rental. And actually, people from any county apply. It's a lottery. It's very difficult, you know, to be selected. Like, there's a lot of new developments in Maynooth and Selbridge, in Adamstown, Newcastle, those, you know, like loads of other places. There's too many to mention. So there are people trying to secure those. But I just think that the big jump in a couple of years is stark and significant. And I had hoped the council might have a role in setting the rents, but they don't. So who, I wanted to see if there was anything. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, who does play a role in setting those
apparently. It's the Lands Development Agency. I've been trying to look into it. So they would do deals with the approved housing bodies in part, deliver those cost rental solutions. So they would deliver that under the auspices of the LDA, the Lands Development Agency.
All right. Your next question, Nuala, to the council is in relation to the casual trading bylaws in respect of Leixlip. And you're also asking for, a timeline for review of those bylaws and also to include the additional sites such as the Wonderful Barn for implementation in 2027. What was the council's response to this?
Sure. I mean, it was unusual at the time that Leixlip never had any marketing trading bylaws, and I organised for the first lot to be implemented during COVID because there was a demand for outside market space then. And we kind of had hoped that at that time the barn would be further along. Now, some significant progress has been made in relation to doing up the building and certain works. The original process where Leixlip never had any market trading bylaws took a couple of years because it's a complicated legal process. And so I just wanted to say right now we've made progress with the Wonderful Barn. We're hoping to see advanced progress in the next few years. So thinking that actually as an event space, as a market space, as, you know, these allotments, community gardens, that type of thing, I just wanted to kind of bookmark now, well, okay, how long will that process take so that we can kind of plan for that now so that we're ready, do you know what I mean, in a few years' time. So I don't think it was fully established, but I do think it's not a short process. It does take some consideration. And I think the barn is a bit a way off from being used as a public open space. Well, the open space is perfect, but as an event space or as an exhibition space or whatever, there's still work to be done. So I think, yeah, we're going to have to park that for a little while, but it's still going to be on the list.
All right, Nuala, you've also asked for a community exchange programme to be set up for Selbridge and Leixlip, which will be linked to the local property tax application process. What would this kind of exchange programme entail? What would the hopes behind it be?
Yeah, I might not have had given it a great title, to be honest, but it's just a concept at the moment. So as councillors, we would receive a large number of applications each year for distribution of local property tax funds. There's a percentage of the local property tax that's collected, that's sent to the council, and then a small percentage of that is allocated by councillors. It's about £1 million in the context of Selbridge and Leixlip. Now, much of that is redistributed to services within the council when you're thinking about roads, tweak programmes, you know, essential services that government funding doesn't cover. But there is an element where community groups apply to us for support, and we're more than happy to support local groups and initiatives. And so, say, for example, there are some groups, now I'm not going to name any of them, but there are some groups that have assets, like they might have a building, they might have a room, they might have, you know, equipment. And then there are other groups that don't have anything. They might be just volunteers, they might be starting out. It's very difficult for groups to get insurance, to pay room rental. So I was thinking, like, okay, the groups, we discussed it as a group of councillors, but I want to formalise it. Where a group has an asset, say like a building, for example, if we're going to give them the benefit of local property tax to advance their projects, well, then they could give back to the community by allowing a smaller group with no assets, you know, one meeting room a month for free or something like that. Do you know what I mean? It has to be worked out. But I felt that it was a fair exchange of community resources and assets that would be by agreement, you know, would be opt in. But I just think that that there are so many amazing groups in the community, so many fantastic people doing great work, that actually I think everybody would feel a community benefit and get a gain from something like a community exchange program. There's probably a better title for it. Now, I had a very positive response from the community section. They understood the concept of what we were trying to work towards, because I feel that next year when the groups apply for local property tax funding, if they could say, like, yes, we need help, or we could provide some return to the community, do you know what I mean? It's not a financial gain for anybody. It's just if you've a centre, say if you've KFM studios and you're like, oh, the office in the back is free 3 hours on a Friday or something, a group could use that to meet, do you know what I mean? And to do a small, it's that type of thing. I think it would be, it fosters a sense of community well-being, it benefits everybody, it's a positive thing, and sometimes positive things have ripple effects in our communities, and that's what I'm trying to do this year.
All right, Nuala. And it would be an interesting one also to kind of get more communities involved with one another, kind of see initiative amongst them and making space making use of space that's available. But Nuala, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We're just a bit short for time this morning, but that is Social Democrats Councillor Nuala Killeen on the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District on her